In this wasteland, I am the one who runs from both the living and the dead.
30 years after the last installment, director George Miller returns to his post-apocalyptic desert landscape. This time, Max, Tom Hardy, is held captive by the evil tyrant, Immortan Joe. But when a rebel, Charlize Theron, challenges the regime, it kicks off a two-hour car chase that will leave you breathless.
Want to get through this?
Where is she taking them?
Just as Daniel Craig did Sean Connery justice as Bond, Hardy does Mel Gibson proud. Still, it's Theron who steals the show, showcasing superior marksmanship and fighting with one mechanical arm. Miller gloriously directs 90% of the action as practical effects rather than CGI, creating an insane ride that's surprisingly easy to follow. A sign in the original film said, "Speed is just a question of money. How fast can you go?" Here's your answer: to the max. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Mad Max Fury Road 3.5 out of 4 stars.